This is Dave DeForest. I recently spoke to Jesse Toprak of TrueCar.com about the effects of the Toyota recalls.
I think there's going to be negative impacts on the market share and also the brand image on Toyota going forward, definitely. I think the length of these impacts will depend on how aggressively Toyota comes out and deals with these issues head on.
There are some pitfalls that are in store for Toyota along the way, too, with all the congressional hearings and suits from consumers and so forth.
Well, it's going to be tricky. Now, everybody and their cousins, they're going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to complain that their car doesn't work and they had an accident because of this issue. Obviously, there are going to be some legitimate ones. There are going to be some that are trying to take advantage of the situation. But what happens is when you have massive recalls, it has a snowball effect, meaning it causes other consumers who may have minor problems in their vehicles that is not a manufacturer problem to come out and claim that their car has something wrong with them and the manufacturer should take it back or fix it. It's going to be tricky for Toyota to deal with them. I think that definitely they need to be aggressive. They need to be reasonable. But it's going to be a lot of legal mess in terms of all these little lawsuits that's going to come about. It's going to be an uphill battle, definitely, and I think the best way to handle this is to listen to consumers, answer to their problems directly, but also not give in a way that not every Toyota that was made had poor quality. There are some isolated issues we're dealing with here, and that I guess the better news for Toyota is that once they go through this problem and fix the issues, Toyotas are still going to be some of the best vehicles money can buy, simply because they will not be able to afford to go through this situation once again.
The company is planning a marketing campaign in March. Do you think that will be able to overcome some of the negative publicity from the recalls?
Well, any new marketing campaign Toyota comes up with, the effectiveness of this campaign is going to depend on how aggressive it is. So if they come out in March and say, "Oh, we're going to give you another $500 for buying a Corolla," it isn't going to do much at all because competition is already offering higher incentives than Toyota. To give you an idea, on per-vehicle incentives spending level, Toyota has been spending about maybe $1,500, whereas domestics are spending over $2,500 if this was before the problem. Now, even if Toyota spends another $500, they're not even close to what domestics are spending. So that's not going to do it. They got to spend at least $1,000, if not more, to get people in. They also need to be perhaps a bit creative. I think it's not only the deal that they offer, but it is also the confidence they put on their vehicles. And this could be done through offering longer-term warranties. A typical factory bumper-to-bumper warranty on a Toyota is a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty right now in the U.S. I think that they need to at least consider extending that to 4 years and 50,000 miles to show trust in their own vehicles, and then coming up with a powertrain warranty of 10 years and 100,000 miles, just like Hyundai does.
Will the problems that Toyota is having right now be a big boon to U.S. automakers?
We have seen so far from actual data we collected that Ford, in fact, was the biggest beneficiary out of the domestic automakers. From the Toyota recalls. Since the recall began, the biggest beneficiary of all the brands in the U.S. had been Hyundai, followed by Kia, and then Ford. And Honda actually came in fourth. Now, this is calculated as a percentage gain, looking at right before the recall and since the recall. So Ford is definitely in a good position to benefit from this. We haven't seen as much of a boost, not nearly even close enough of a boost to GM vehicles so far. So there's still some more opportunity for GM as well. Chrysler is lagging behind simply because they don't have a lot of products that compete directly with Toyota's in terms of small gas-efficient vehicles. So they're not going to be benefiting much, if at all, from this. But Ford clearly is the biggest beneficiary of the domestic automakers.
Jesse Toprak is Vice President of Industry Trends for TrueCar.com in Santa Monica, California.